That's the call of a rufous scrub bird, one of the world's oldest surviving species of songbirds. The tiny endangered creatures can only be found in isolated rainforest areas of southeastern Australia. But scientists warn another bad fire season could wipe them out. And that's why they're running a project to sequence the species' DNA in the hope of safeguarding their future. Dr. Brian Hawkins is a senior threat and species officer with the New South Wales Department of Climate Change, Energy, Environment and Water, which is running the project in collaboration with the Australian National University. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thanks, Barbara.
Now, a beautiful, sweet song there, but only 2,000, do you think, of these birds left? What's the biggest threat to their survival?
Well, it'd be a combination of climate change causing prolonged droughts in their normally very wet upland rainforest habitats, and associated with that, the increasing frequency of severe bushfires, which have the potential to take out vast areas of the habitat where they live in such small numbers.
And they're one of the world's oldest surviving species of songbird. How long have they been here in Australia?
Well, they, together with the lyrebirds, the scrubbirds, are the closest things that we have today to the original ancestral songbird that evolved about 40 million years ago, around the time that Australia had just separated from Antarctica as it was drifting northwards. And around that time, the songbirds evolved in Australia, or what's now Australia, and subsequently radiated all around the world. And now they're probably the most beloved and familiar group of birds pretty much everywhere in the world. So it was about 40 million years is how far their genetic heritage dates back. And to me, to hear a rufous scrub bird like the one that you played in the sort of misty, dripping mountain rainforest, eucalypt forest interface where they live is sort of the voice of that vanished world from so long ago.
And for anyone who doesn't know, just describe what they look like.
Oh, they're very, very small. They sort of look like a mouse. They're sort of reddish brown. There are two species. The one that we're concerned with is the rufous scrub bird, which is hanging on in a few isolated populations in eastern Australia. And then there's another one that's also very endangered in southwest WA. They're both sort of small and brown and mousy. They're not that much to look at, which is sort of handy because they're almost impossible to see. Except there is one classic photo taken by Michael Morcombe, I think it was, of a male rufous scrub bird singing, and he's just gorgeous. You know, he's sitting on a log and his mouth's wide open and he's got his chest feathers puffed out, and you can see the beautiful rufous blaze on his chest. When you see them close up, not many people have had the privilege to see them close up, you can see that they are actually an incredibly beautiful and beautifully patterned little bird, but they're so shy and elusive, and it's not uncommon to be within a meter or two of a singing male with these incredibly loud, powerful, melodic songs, and not be able to see it because it's just hidden in the ferns and the undergrowth where they like to live.
On Radio National Breakfast, my guest is Brian Hawkins, a senior threat and species officer with the New South Wales Department of Climate Change, Energy, Environment and Water. We're talking about a project which aims to try and save the endangered rufous scrub bird. You have to try and catch them to take a DNA sample, but I understand that's quite difficult. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so at the moment, I'll just backtrack a little bit to the reason that we want the DNA is that at the moment we think there are two subspecies of the rufous scrub bird, a northern one and a southern one. But because they're so hard to catch, we've never actually been able to to test that based on DNA. So we're sort of going on some differences in calls. And, you know, like it's really important for us to know whether we're dealing with, you know, two subspecies or more than two subspecies or two species, or, you know, before we start to think about something like, you know, trying to catch some and breed them in captivity ahead of the next round of megafires, for instance. So, so we really want to get DNA from them, and to do that you have to catch them. And catching them, it's very difficult. It's even more difficult than seeing them. It's hard enough to see them. Catching them is the next level up. Only a handful have ever been caught. We had teams out in the spring of 2024, and we didn't catch any birds. Wow. And then we tried again. We tried again in August this year, last year, 2025. And you catch them by first you find
Brian,
a calling
Brian,
bird.
We'll need to stop it there. But good luck in catching them. Brian Hawkins, a senior threatened species officer with the New South Wales Department of Climate Change, Energy, Environment and Water. And